A reading from Granth Sahib, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Text Number 16. Please repeat. Yudhishthira labdha rajyo, drashtva pautram kulam dhara, bhatrabhir loka palabhair, Mumude paraya shriya Yudhishthiro labdha rajyo Drishtva pautram kulandharam Bhatrabhir lokapalabhair Mumude paraya shriya. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Having won his kingdom and observed the birth of one grandson competent to continue the noble tradition of his family, Maharaj Yudhishthira reigned peacefully and enjoyed uncommon opulence in cooperation with his younger brothers, who were all expert administrators to the common people. I repeat the translation. Having won his kingdom and observed the birth of one grandson competent to continue the noble tradition of his family, Maharaj Yudhishthira reigned peacefully and enjoyed uncommon opulence in cooperation with his younger brothers, who were all expert administrators to the common people. Purport. Both Maharaj Yudhishthira and Arjun were unhappy from the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra. But even though they were unwilling to kill their own men in the fight, it had to be done as a matter of duty, for it was planned by the supreme will of Sri Krishna. After the battle, Maharaj Yudhishthira was unhappy over such mass killings. Practically, there was none to continue the Kuru dynasty after them, the Pandavas. The only remaining hope was a child in the womb of daughter-in-law Uttara, and he was also attacked by Ashwatthama. But by the grace of the Lord, the child was saved. So after settlement of all disturbing conditions and re-establishment of the peaceful order of the state, and after seeing the surviving child Parikshit, well satisfied, Maharaj Yudhishthira felt some relief as a human being, although he had very little attraction for material happiness, which is always illusory and temporary. Yudhishthiro labdha rajyo drashtva pautram kulandharam bhatribhir lokapalabhair mumude paraya shriya. Dhritarashtra quits home is in the chapter. And herein we hear about Yudhishthira Maharaj. And he has everything. He has a kingdom. Well, he even has a grandchild. A brothers cooperating, a very expert in administration. and paraya sriya, lots of opulence. what more do you want? Everything is there. And of course, what he has and his brothers have is Krishna. That is the main thing. He is everything to them. Krishna is all in all to the Pandava brothers. Then all other things, and then they have meaning also. Even the wealth has meaning when there is Krishna. Or the wealth could give mumudi, give enjoyment, happiness, peace could be achieved with the wealth. If wealth is used Krishna consciously or in service of Krishna and not otherwise. So he has wealth and he has Krishna. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and of course prema also. These five brothers have prema for Sri Krishna, not just the four purusharthas, dharma, artha. Lot of people of course go for, they do not start with dharma. They start with artha. And they go only up to where? Kama. The whole life is just two things. Artha and kama. Hence no satisfaction. Not possible. Life has to start with dharma. And everything falls in a place. And you go all the way to moksha, and some go, fortunate ones, all the way to prema platform. So just artha and kama is not enough. It will not give you peace, will not give you happiness. It is said, yes, yes, you could buy bed with your money, but not the sleep. You have a nice soft bed, but whole sleeplessness all night long. Yes, you could buy food with your money, but not the appetite. So not with the money you could have happiness or enjoyment or peace. It is not that cheap. Not by bread alone is also, the Bible says, not by bread alone you could survive, you could be happy. There is much more to life than just money and bread and other things you could purchase with the money. Prabhupada reminding the whole world, us, yes, everything else is another zero, this achievement, that achievement, all these zeros. There has to be what? There has to be one. Then 1 0, 10, 2 0s, 100, 3 0s, I like that. It has meaning. Otherwise, all 1 0, 2 0, 100 zeros is like a one big zero. You may be so-called hero with all zeros. That one is important. That one is Krishna. And that is how, in fact, these Pandava brothers, they won the battle. 5 on one side, 100 on the other side. How was it possible? Vijayastu Panduputrana. The law is, law that governs this world is, you may know, you may not know, but the law functions. It is upheld by Him, the Supreme Controller. What is the law? Vijayastu Panduputranam. The victory of the Panduputranam is guaranteed. The victory of the sons of Pandus. Radha Madhava ki. Why? Why not? Why victory of Pandavas? Because Isham Pakshi Janardhanaha. Because on the side of Pandavas there is Janardhan, there is Krishna. The victory is guaranteed. Dharma Kshetri Kuru Kshetri Samavita Yuyutsavaha Mamakaha Pandavasya Kim Kurvata. Please Sanjay, oh Sanjay, please tell me. Kim Kurvata Sanjay. Hey Sanjay, what happened? What is going on? What is the outcome of all this? Could you please tell me? And while even inquiring, Dhritarashtra says, oh, they have assembled, you know, my sons and sons of Pandu, they have assembled in Kurukshetra, but no, he couldn't say just Kurukshetra. He had to say Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre, or they have assembled in Kurukshetra, and that Kurukshetra is Dharma Kshetra. There was no need even for him to ask this question. Now, what is the outcome of this? Outcome is clear. The battle is taking place in Dharma Kshetra, the religious place. And the sons of Pandu are dharmic. Sons of Pandu are God conscious, Krishna conscious. This place is certainly going to favor the sons of Pandu. And yes, as this was the first statement of Bhagavad Gita, what is the last statement? Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna. Yatra Yogeshwaraha Krishna. Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha. Tatra. 4 things you will find. Yes, wherever. So, the battle has not been concluded. He just, in the middle of the battle, he just giving narration of what is going on, the running commentary. As the cricket goes on, there's someone gives a running commentary. So, Sanjay is sitting few hundred miles away from Kurukshetra, sitting in Hastinapur. He's able to see, not only see, but hear. And also he could tell what is on the mind of this person or that person. Now Krishna, Arjun thinks like this. It goes beyond just seeing and hearing. But even the feelings of this person, that person are known. He knows, Sanjay knows. And this was of course possible by Vyasa Prasadat Shrutavan, says at the end of Bhagavad Gita. Sanjay is very honestly admitting, oh, this is becoming possible, hearing and seeing. And even knowing the feelings of different persons, this became possible to me, O Dhritarashtraji. This became possible. Vyasa Prasada. This was mercy of Vyasadev. He gave me such a power to see and hear and to know. So that's Sanjay. Even much before the conclusion of battle, he says, wherever there is Arjun, who is a Vardhanur Dharaha, Dhanurdhar. It's another place. Yeah? The Kulandhar here. Dhanurdhar, holder of the bow, Gandiv. Wherever such Arjuna and Yogeshwar Krishna, there you'll find four things. Sri Parayaha Sriya. Parayaha Sriya. The opulence would be there. Lakshmi, lots of Lakshmi would be there. Tatra Sri, Tatra Vijaya. There is a victory that goes there. Yudhishthiro Labdha Rajyo. He became victorious. He gained the kingdom. Yes, wherever this Krishna and Arjuna or even Yudhishthir, same family, there is opulence, there is victory, there is what? Bhuti, extraordinary power, and there is niti also, morality, and all this is there in this family we find right here. Hence the family is very, very happy family. They are victorious. They have again the kingdom. They have opulence. And on the top of this all opulence, everything is giving them lots of mumuday, happiness and peace. And this is source of all this is Krishna. Because they have Krishna on their side. And this is the first canto. I'm maybe changing a topic here. Well, Bhagavatam would remain, not a newspaper. News. This is the first canto of Bhagavatam, and the scene is being set here. The entire first canto, including this statement, and Dhritarashtra quits home, and chapters prior to this, following this, 19 chapters of Bhagavatam, this is all Suta Goswami speaking. And where is Sukadeva Goswami? He speaks only in the second canto of Bhagavatam. As is also the case with Bhagavad Gita. Although Bhagavad Gita, meaning a song of God. But in first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there is no song of Krishna, song of God. Entire first chapter of Bhagavad Gita is mostly song of Arjuna, the words of Arjuna. Except just few words which have been spoken by Krishna. Just few words. First chapter, 25th verse, and not even entire verse is spoken by Krishna. Pashya. Just see. Oh, you wanted to see Arjuna? Yes, now your chariot is in between the armies. Now you are much closer to the enemy camp. Pashya. Now see. Pashya etan. Samavetan. Kurun. That is how many words? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 words have been spoken by Sri Krishna in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He only speaks in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Similar arrangement is here with the Bhagavatam. Entire first canto, 19 chapters spoken by Suta Goswami, the disciple of Sukadeva Goswami is speaking. They have assembled in Naimisharanya at the beginning of the age of Kali. They are expected to be there for 1,000 years. 88,000 sages have assembled. Shaunak Muni is their leader, spokesperson, and Suta Goswami is sitting on a big asan. and everyone else is there. 88,000. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srila Vyasadeva writes this at the beginning, and then he compiles three verses in the first chapter, which is a Mangala Charan of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he mentions, yes, sages have assembled, and soon in the first chapter, sages are asking questions. Six questions have been asked. And the last question they asked was, what was the last question? Dharma kaha sharanam gataha. Right? Oh. Dharma kam sharanam gataha. Oh, the Lord departed dharma jnana adhibhisaha. He took everything with him as he departed for his own abode. Then what happened to the dharma? Whose shelter did dharma, religion, Krishna consciousness take? That was the ending question. So the answers to these six questions are given by Suta Goswami in the following two chapters. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam. That is the second chapter of the first canto. His pravachan begins. First questions by sages, and then his pravachan is beginning. And the beginning of the pravachan is he's offering his obeisance to Narayan and others, including Saraswati. He's remembering his spiritual master. Yam pravrajantam anupetam upeta kratyam. Sukadeva Goswami is being remembered. Oh, that my spiritual master who recited this Srimad Bhagavatam, he did not undergo any purificatory processes as soon as he took, but he ran. Pravrajantam, he ran towards the forest. And behind him ran Srila Vyasadev. Putreti tanamayataya taravobhi nedus. He's like we say namaom Vishnupadaya, Krishna prasthaya. So this is his prayer. He's offering his prayer to Sukadeva Goswami. Putra! He's even remembering how Srila Vyasadeva was running after his putra, 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 putra iti. He was addressing, and Srila Sridhar Swami Maharaj describes a putra meaning. He said putra first, then putra, putra. He explains like that. But only trees, taravobhi needs, only trees responded. The trees were also saying, putra, putra. And he explains more nicely what trees were talking. Or even we are not attached to our fruits. We keep our fruits ready and people just come and take our fruits away. We do not run after them. But look at you. You are running after your fruit, your son. Look at you. We are much better. Tam sarva bhuta ridayam muni manatosmi. And to such muni, Sukadev muni, who is kind of sitting in the hearts of everyone, even the trees knew the feelings of Sukadev Goswami. And to such Sukadev Goswami, I offer my most humble obeisances. So beginning like that, chapter 2, 3, he answers the six questions by the sages. And he has to now explain, oh, whose shelter did dharma take? And he's, oh, the Bhagavatam. third, ending with the third chapter, he's talking of the Bhagavatam. The religion took shelter in the Bhagavatam. Lord returned to his abode, leaving his another form behind, for he appeared in another form. Kalau nastadrasham esham. Kalau nastadrasham esham. The people of age of Kali, they lost their eyesight. There was a darkness all around. Under these circumstances, Purana Arka Uditaha. This Bhagavatam, which is brilliant as sun, appeared on the scene. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Sammitam. This is another incarnation, Lord incarnated in the form of Bhagavatam. And you know, I have heard this Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami as he was narrating this Bhagavatam to King Parikshit. And I was just sitting next to King Parikshit. I was kind of one of the front rows. I was sitting right there. And yathamati, as yathadhitam, as much I have realized, understood, now I wish to repeat that message of Bhagavatam unto you. And he was about to recite Bhagavatam right there at the end of the third chapter. But then what happened? Where did another 16 chapters come from to make the total of 19 chapters of the Bhagavatam? Well, they did not allow him to just go ahead and speak. Hey, wait a minute. What did you say? You heard Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami and you wish to narrate that, recite, repeat that Bhagavatam message unto us. Before you do so, could you tell us a little more about this Bhagavatam? You know, who did someone compile this before, and who was the person who compiled and what inspired him? Could you give us a little background, you know, before you talk of that Bhagavatam? And also tell us a little more about this King Parikshit that you mentioned and Sukadeva Goswami. So basically they want to know about three things. Know more about Bhagavatam. Know more about King Parikshit. Know more about Sukadeva Goswami before Suta Goswami would repeat, recite that Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is how these 16 chapters come into existence. And so, then chapter 4, 5, 6, there's a meeting between Srila Vyasadeva and Narad Muni. This takes place in Badrikashram. Narad Muni has just now returned, early morning hours from his travels. And Vyasadeva is sitting there on the bank of Saraswati, doesn't look very happy. What's wrong with you? You're sleeping. You. What's wrong? No? He's looking behind now. Anyone who's pointed out, you're sleeping, then that person looks behind. Meaning, not me, maybe someone else behind. So the others would know that it's not me, you know. Finger was pointed towards me, but that's wrong. No, it's one behind me or someone behind me. Someone. So what's wrong with you, Srila? So he explained, oh, I did, you know, so much job writing, but there's no job satisfaction. You're familiar with a job satisfaction. I did wrote this scripture, that scripture, you know, big pile of them. 108 Upanishads and Vedas and Puranas, 17 of them, and Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata, my God, mighty, vast body of... I'm not happy. I'm just not happy. Could you please tell me? And of course, he has approached his spiritual master. Narada Muni is a spiritual master, and where is Vasudevasya Mahimahina Anuvarnitaha? Narad Muni does some book review work. All the work he has done, Vyasadeva, Narad Muni does the review, and his remark is, oh, you have stressed so much of this dharma, artha, kama, moksha, business, but where is Vasudevasya Mahima hi na anuvarnitaha? You have not emphasized the glories of Vasudev. That is a flaw. Besides few other comments, this was a gist. The missing thing is, Vasudev is missing, or he is there, but just little bit. No, he has to be there, everywhere. On every page, in every statement, there has to be connection of Vasudev, not that once in a blue moon, occasionally, or every chapter once, or once in a one canto. No, he has to be everywhere. Adau, madhe, ante, everywhere he has to be there. Vasudevasya Mahima. And then there's more conversation. Narad Muni, how he came to Krishna consciousness. No, we have in BTG, how we came to Krishna consciousness. So the sixth chapter of the first canto, Narad Muni is to how he came to Krishna consciousness, the son of a Shudra, but luckily during the Chaturmasya, the Bhaktivedantas, they just stationed camp just outside his home village, and mother used to go every day washing pots, and he used to sit and listen and maybe do a little menial service to those bhakti. Hey boy, bring that water, bring some flowers, bring this, bring that. Little boy, what could he do? And then with the permission, he says, of those sages, I used to take little Mahaprasad also. Maybe lots of, not little. Little boy, lots of prasad. So this Bhagavatam, you know, I just mentioned, so what I had heard was a Bhagavatam, and that changed me. The revolution in my consciousness took place because I heard Bhagavatam. I was serving those Bhagavatas also and ate some prasad. And then, anyway, if I keep looking at here, it'll take some time. Then that we enter into the seventh chapter of the first canto. Then Srila Vyasadeva, Narad Muni leaves for more travels. And then he wants to talk. Now Suta Goswami is talking about King Parikshit. And he begins that from the events starting from after the battle of Kurukshetra. Battle is kind of concluding, and here is Ashwatthama killing the five sons of Draupadi, and he thought, once the Duryodhan hears this news that I have killed five sons of Draupadi, he would be jubilant, but that wasn't the case. Even Duryodhan did not approve of such heinous act. And then, of course, Draupadi, the whole disturbance in the family as they heard of this, the worst possible news. Then Pandava brothers, Krishna on the scene, what to do now? And the conclusion was, the Krishna, very expert, and how to resolve now, he's a son of our spiritual master, but look, he was aggressor and trying to wait what to do. So they only punished him by insulting him. Not killing, but just take his hair off, jewel off, and that was like a take his honor off, which is worse than killing for someone who is a known personality. So this was after battle of Kurukshetra. Krishna, he had come to Hastinapur, and after spending few months there, trying to pacify Yudhishthir Maharaj. No, no, it wasn't you who was responsible for this battle and killing. It was me, I wanted this. And he was trying to give so many good reasons, facts. But Yudhishthir Maharaj was just not ready to forget. He was so, I am responsible. Look, 6,640 million people killed because of me so that I could be king. Labdha Rajyo. So Krishna was trying to console, pacify, and it wasn't working. But Krishna was finally ready to go to return to Dwarka. As he was sitting in the chariot, there comes Uttara running. Pahi, Pahi, Mahabaho, Pahi, please protect, please protect. What's wrong? There was Uttara. She was pregnant, child still in the womb. And Ashwatthama, he had not learned his lesson. Although he was insulted and all that, he made the Parikshit Maharaj, Uttara's child in the womb, the target. Oh, he is the one. After five sons, he is the one. He would continue the dynasty. Kulandhara, mentioned here. So I will kill him. So he throws Brahmastra. Brahmastra, oh, it's not a small astra, not a little bullet or little missile. This is most powerful astra in existence. Coming in the direction of the womb and the child within the womb of Uttara. And she runs, rushes towards Krishna. And here it goes. Krishna has his weapon. Making circles around the womb and protecting the child. And as he was still kind of sitting in the chariot, the Kunti comes forward. He is still wishing to go, wanting to go to Dwarka. Queen Kunti comes forward and offers her famous prayers, Kunti's prayers. There are so many sets of prayers throughout Bhagavatam. The very first set of prayers is by Queen Kunti in Bhagavatam. In the 8th chapter, and Srila Prabhupada gave whole lecture series in Mumbai on the prayers of Queen Kunti. There's a book, and Vipadaha Santute Shashvat, very famous verse. Let there be calamities, O my Lord. Vipada santute shashvat, again and again, that prayer. And Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya namo namaha. Including that sweet, simple, but very simple, easy to remember kind of prayer, but full of meaning to Kunti. She offers that prayer and many other prayers. And Krishna was determined to go, but then Yudhishthira Maharaj was there again. He's not looking very happy. And I had to go a little faster because we have many more chapters to cover. Maybe Harishauri Prabhu comes. A little note here. No, that's not him. So Krishna doesn't go. Krishna gets down from the chariot because he said, I need to stay, give a little more associate, more time to Yudhishthira Maharaj and the family. And then the whole family goes to Kurukshetra. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking so much of the battle and so many people killed. He goes to the same battle again. And Pandava brothers go and Krishna goes. And there was also another reason why they go. There was our grandfather Bhishma lying on bed of arrows. Some time has passed. On the 10th day of the battle of Kurukshetra, he fell. And he was in, so for more than a month, close to some They say 52 days he was in those bed of arrows. And this was the time for his departure. And Krishna wanted to be there at the time of his departure. And also Krishna wanted Grandfather Bhishma to speak to Yudhishthira. You know, I have spoken so much, but I couldn't pacify him. There's no influence, hardly any. A little effect is there. So let Grandfather Bhishma speak. So Grandfather Bhishma speaks, and the whole speech was directed to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And as a result, he felt completely pacified and peaceful here. Finally, he's peaceful. As mentioned here, Mumudai, and is enjoying. And then, so the Grandfather Bhishma departs. Krishna comes back to Dwarka. No, through Hastinapur he returns to Dwarka. So there's a chapter of Krishna returning to Dwarka, Krishna entering Dwarka. And then, some 35 years later, about 35 years, Yudhishthira Maharaj is organizing yet another, what you would may want to call a mega event, a big event. This time Ashwamedh Yajna, horse sacrifice. He had done Rajasuya sacrifice before, now Ashwamedh Yajna, and he's doing it for 2-3 reasons. One is, for yajna, the funds are required. The treasury of Yudhishthira Maharaj was kind of getting depleted, exhausted. Some more funds were required. So he sends his brothers to raise funds in the name of this sacrifice, but the remaining funds would be used to run the administration, the kingdom. And if such event is organized, for sure Krishna would come. He wouldn't come to a small ribbon cutting ceremony. Small of it. No, he has to be a big, big thing. He's a VIP. So it has to be very big event. So it's the biggest event organized in Hastinapur. And then Krishna invited, Krishna comes. And Krishna returns to Dwarka. This time Arjun goes with Krishna to Dwarka. And now few more months to go before Krishna would be no more on the planet. His family is wound up fratricidal war at Prabhas Kshetra. Another reason why Arjun was taken with him, with the Lord to Dwarka. At the end, all men were finished. Ladies remained. 16,108 wives were handed over to by Krishna personally. You take care of them. You take care. They are in your custody now, okay? And soon Arjuna is heading for Hastinapur. Okay, prior to that, just prior to Krishna's departure, Krishna is meeting Uddhav. And Krishna meets our Maitreya Muni. And the one of the last person Krishna remembers is Vidur. Just see. One of the last person Krishna is remembering is Vidur. And he gives message also, please convey this message to Vidur. I couldn't see him. I wish he was here as I'm departing, but please convey this message. And these two gentlemen, Uddhav, the Ma Bhagavatas, and Maitreya Muni, they have the message. So Krishna departs, and these two personalities also leave for the north. One is heading for Badrikashram. On the way to Badrikashram, Uddhav meets Vidur in Vrindavan and talks about Krishna. Krishna is no more on the planet. So he's thinking of Krishna remembering Krishna, trying to be close to Krishna by talking about Krishna, and he's talking about Krishna to Vidur. He talks everything about Krishna except one thing. He doesn't say nothing about departure of Krishna. He said, why should I be the carrier of such a bad news? No, 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 I don't want. So he did not say a word about Krishna's departure. Then Vidur meets Maitreya Muni in Haridwar. And there's chapter after chapter after chapter, there are a few cantos in fact, that dialogue, conversation between Maitreya Muni and Vidur, the creation and so many topics they're dealing with. And from there now, Vidur returns to Hastinapur, and the result of that, he's talking to his brother, Dhritarashtra. Result of that is this chapter, quitting. Dhritarashtra quits home. And then, what we did not mention was, the King Parikshit has already taken birth. No, after Kurukshetra battle, he was attacked by Ashwatthama. Krishna goes to Dwarka. And around that time, King Parikshit has taken birth. He's already he's 36 years old now, King Parikshit. Yudhishthira Maharaj was a ruler of this world for 36 years, till the time of Krishna's departure for his own abode. And now, Arjun returns with the new, they're already suspecting, they're already seeing so many bad omens, bad symptoms, and they had almost concluded, they knew, but they didn't want to say it, talk about it, or conclude that way. But finally, as Arjun returns after spending 7 months in Dwarka, and there was a news, Krishna is gone back. Okay, if he has gone back, we go. There are no more interest in ruling the kingdom. Immediately they enthrone King Parikshit as the emperor. They retire timely. They go towards north and to the Lord ultimately. And then King Parikshit is ruling, is the emperor. And this is the beginning of the age of Kali. The Kali begins the day Krishna left this planet. Kshaṁ tyaktvā svapadam gataha yadā mukundo bhagavān. Mukunda bhagavān, Sri Krishna, the day he left this planet, earthly planet, kshaṁ tyaktvā svapadam gataha taddīnāt kalirāyātaha. From that day appeared the Kali. And what kind of Kali? Sarva sadhana badhakaha. The Kali that causes disturbance to who? Especially to the sadhakas. Those who are doing sadhana, practicing their Krishna consciousness, the badha, the obstacles are caused by this Kali. Sarva sadhana badhakaha. And there he was, Kali was there, taken, form or assumed the role of a king and dressed like a king, harassing a cow, who is a dharma, a bull dharma, same family, mother, cow, personification of dharma. And then King Parikshit's actions, response to that, he was ready to slaughter that Kali. But then there's a chapter called, there's a punishment, as well as reward. Yes, yes. Oh, where could I stay? Please, please. So punishing is, yes, was appropriate, but it is considered forgiving is even superior principle than the punishment. So punishment and reward is also there. Oh, where could I stay? Could I stay somewhere? Oh, you could stay in four places. Striya, what is that? Dyutam panam suni striya. Four places. Dyutam, gambling, panam, intoxication, suni, meat eating, and striya, prostitution. Four places. And also the black money, the gold, the hoard. There you could stay, and the Kali got the places, shelter, in king's kingdom. And then he was ruling, and he ruled some for about 30 years. King Parikshit is about 66 years old now, approximately 66 years. And once he is out in the forest, and that day, another piece of information, he was wearing a crown made up of gold. When Krishna, Arjun and Bhima had gone to Jarasan to battle with him, and Bhima had finally killed, so when they returned to Hastinapur, they brought different things. Some opulences, some wealth, some gifts. And one of them was Jarasan's golden crown. And it is said, that particular day, King Parikshit was wearing that gold, Jarasan's gold, Jarasan's wealth, in the form of this crown, and that influenced his whole thinking. Kali entered through this gold, this kind of crown, which was made up of gold, and this thought, oh, this sage, water, water, could someone get me some water? And he saw Shamik Rishi there sitting in trance. No, here he sits. Shamik right in front of me is sitting. Are you just pretending because he doesn't want to give me water? He wasn't even in trance or any kind of padmasana, but as soon as I asked for water, look, immediately I had taken this asan. And so these kind of thoughts, and then wanting to even insult him, picks up snake around the neck, and soon comes the Sringi, the son, immature, you fool, foolish son, how could you do this? Cursing Mahabhagavat King Parikshit, no! But this was the age of Kali when Brahmins were immature and taking such hasty, whimsical decisions, ready to curse King Parikshit like personalities, Mahabhagavat. King Parikshit got the news. He could have counteracted sending the whole army, but no. He texts in another spirit, I'm such a offender, I must be punished. This killing, dying in 7 days, this is nothing. I should have received some more severe punishment. He's thinking like that. And he's getting ready now. And he renouncing everything, crown, clothes, just a loincloth, walks out, sitting on the bank of Ganga there. And there comes the hero. Oh, thank you. Timely. So there comes our Sukadeva Goswami, and he has been glorified. So sages wanted to know, tell us more about Bhagavatam, who compiled, etc., the history, context, and tell us more about Parikshit, and tell us about Sukadeva Goswami. So throughout these 19 chapters, occasionally here there some, and especially in 19th chapter there's more we hear about Sukadeva Goswami. And so now the two personalities have met, and King Parikshit says, I am on the verge of death, and under these circumstances you please tell me, Paramam Guru, you are Yoginam, you are Guru of the whole world, or you are even Guru of the Yogis. Please tell me what is the duty under this circumstance, what should be done. And so that inquiry was made by King Parikshit. And then the very last statement of the first canto of the Bhagavatam is, where it is, Pratyabhashato Dharmagyo Bhagavan Badarayani. Sri Suta Goswami said, the king thus spoke and questioned sage using sweet language. Then great and powerful personality, the son of Vyasadeva, who knew the principles of religion, began his reply. Questions were raised now by King Parikshit, and what was the reply that follows? And one more time there is, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Not that I'm going to begin my... Some of you probably are wondering, because two prayers are very famous in ISKCON. As soon as you hear Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, but as soon as you hear Mahaprasade Govinde, everyone jumps. So I do not want you to get into sleepy state by hearing, after hearing Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. But in fact, it's time for prasad. So that second Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya is now from who? Sukadeva Goswami. And the second canto begins, and more cantos and like that. Thank you.